Right, we're going to move on to our last guest, and we're going to be talking now agriculture. Agriculture, of course, is very important, and there was a new bioscience facility opened in Chagosk, which is the Agricultural Research Centre, and I have on the line now Dr. Richard Dewhurst. He's head of the Animal and Bioscience Research Department at Chagosk. Hello, Richard.
Hello, good afternoon, Sean.
Yes, so tell us, you had this opening, so that's a good sign that we're still investing in science, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, agriculture and science together, they're two very important things for the future of Ireland. It was great yesterday to have Simon Coveney, our minister here out in Grange in County Meath, opening our new animal bioscience facility.
Yeah, and it's crucial that we have this very strong agricultural base, of course, but it's crucial that we stay up to date and that we keep abreast or lead the way, if possible, in various areas of research.
Absolutely. I mean, our major competitors in South America and in New Zealand are investing hugely in agriculture, and we need to be up there supporting our farmers and the rest of the food chain with the latest technologies.
Okay, let's talk about some of these technologies and some of these things that they'll be doing at Chagos then. Now, let's look, first of all, we talk about molecular and computational biology. That might sound very intimidating to some people, but what is that and how can it help?
Yes, absolutely. It's a very interesting question. Talking with some chemists, they talk about molecular science in a very different way. But in biology, what we're talking about is the DNA sequence. Your adenine, cytosine, guanine, thymine.
They're the different components of the DNA.
Of the DNA, and the consequences of differences in the DNA for the transcription into RNA, and then the translation of that into protein, and those proteins are things like enzymes, which are the basic biochemical workhorses of our metabolism.
Okay, so now if we know more about those things, really what we want to do is we want to have healthier animals, we want to have profitable agriculture, isn't that really the bottom line?
Absolutely, the bottom line is allowing our farmers to breed for more profitable animals, and the kind of components of that are health, because the veterinary costs are a big cost for farmers. Their feed efficiency, because feed is one of the big costs in all of our production systems, and if we can get an extra kilogram of beef or a liter of milk out of the feed, then that's going to be a big advantage for our farmers. Yeah. Fertility is another very important area for us. In our Irish production systems, it's very important for cows to calve every year. We're very much tied in with the way that grass grows. We like our cows to calve in the early spring. And if we have reproductive problems with our cattle, then that's a big inefficiency.
Okay.
For us as well.
Tell us about animal disease, because obviously the more we can control that, the better. What are the biggies that we're still facing?
Well, there are really two major areas that we're interested in. As you know, Ireland has very ambitious targets in terms of increasing food production, the quantity of milk and meat, and the quality of milk and meat that we're producing. And one of the implications of that increased production and increased stocking rate is that some of the so-called production diseases may increase.
Production, so these are diseases that come from kind of intensive agriculture, is it?
Yes, the animals having to work harder. So a simple example would be infection of the udder or mastitis.
Yeah.
in dairy cows. If a cow's producing more milk, there's more potential for an infection of that type.
And parasites, I presume, of different types are a problem in sheep, for example?
Yes, absolutely. One of the big constraints on increasing the sheep production is problems with parasites, intestinal parasites, liver fluke, those kind of things. When we have more animals around, there's more opportunity for the parasites to get in the system and round about.
And can we then, are you guys in Chagos, are you working then to try and identify these diseases earlier in the animals, is it, and then take them out of circulation from the other ones?
That's that's one of the applications. I'd say the two main applications of our work, one is in supporting animal breeding and the new kind of ways that we can use DNA technologies to breed animals and speed up the breeding, and the other is in the management, where we have tools to identify animals before we perhaps traditionally would have recognized them as being sick.
Okay, and do you think, just looking ahead in the future, what are the big issues? I suppose consumers now are more concerned with animal welfare, that's one thing. And then the other thing, climate change, is that going to affect agriculture here?
Both of those are very big issues for us. Our consumers in Ireland and around the world want to be reassured that our animals are healthy and happy, and the kind of systems that we have in Ireland with a lot of grass grazing type of systems, that's generally true, but we want to be able to make sure that that things get even better, and that importantly that we can actually verify that that our animals are having a good life.
And just in general question then to finish, how are we doing in agriculture at the moment generally? Is the future looking reasonably good for Ireland?
Absolutely brilliant. We have huge numbers of people coming into the industry. If you look at the universities and we look at Chagas's own colleges, there's a great buzz around. We need to feed people. There's a huge challenge to produce more feed for everybody, and it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, the basic fact is there's 7 billion odd people, so, and the population's growing all the time, they're going to need to be fed, so it's not like it's an industry that's going to die away.
Absolutely, it'll be 7 million and then it'll be 9 billion people very quickly, and not only quantity of food but also quality of food. Increasingly discerning customers all around the world wanting quality and wanting more animal products, and in Ireland we're so well suited to producing those foods.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the call, and best of luck with that new research facility. Hope everything goes well there. That's Dr. Richard Dewhurst. He's head of the Animal and Bioscience Research Department at Chagas. They're the agricultural research people.